are expensive. I needed to get somewhere a couple weeks ago, and
pelvis injuries and stuff like that for
didn't
a long,
want to wait
long
for the person
time.
I was going to give me a
ride.
Rode
the bus, yeah, it was $50 for me.
It was
going to
cost like $30 to get from Gross Point.
And I had pretty much unlimited travel for an entire month.
Let me tell you,
to go
I just waited
2 miles up and down Harper Avenue in the Shores. I'm talking anywhere in the smart system. So, yeah, and the buses aren't perfect. Yeah, they run behind and so on and so forth, but a lot has changed. And I've only been on a bus a couple times since COVID was over with, but I do Uber a lot. But, yeah, my Ubers are within 5 miles usually. But, yeah, the smart bus system, they've made a lot of changes and a lot of improvements, and the biggest is in their buses. Their buses now are natural gas or whatever they call it now, methane, who knows what they're burning. But the air conditioning works and the heat works, and you can't have these people that have to open up the windows in the wintertime or open them up in the summertime because they want fresh air over the nice air-conditioned bus. But, again, it had its flaws. There's no doubt about it. But for me, and if you know how to work it right, sounds like Steve's been on it a few times. He knows it probably as well. The system does work. And if you worked in out here, if you lived out here like I do and Sean does, and you had to work downtown, two buses, you can be downtown in no time flat.